Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Then you went on to talk about four half-truths around money. Why don't you reset those first two that you covered?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Again, you know, it's a half-truth is still a truth. Mm-hmm. It's just, you just can't take it to the whole. So the first one was security and wanting to build some financial security. There's great, great wisdom in doing that. But what we're called to actually be is courageous and free from fear. So that's the whole truth, that God gives us his grace to make us courageous and free from fear.
So you're, instead of storing up all your treasures here on earth saying, I have to just make sure I'm totally covered, there's got to be a balance here. Have some wisdom about your future security, but store up your treasures in heaven and live courageously.
Exactly, where it won't rust. It won't deteriorate.
Very good.
The second one is this independence. And again, financial independence and trying to actually be able to take... Every parent wants their kid to eventually move out of their basement.
And take their video games.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, financial independence is a good thing. It's a healthy thing. It's something we all need. And yet this idea that somehow we're not dependent on the community of God and God has made us to be in community and understand this interdependence. There are some things we can never be completely independent for. And anybody that gets the call in the middle of the night or understands some of those things understands that community is again one of God's ways through our churches and others has called us into a relationship with each other. Mm. And in fact, that's where a lot of the joy comes from in having some of that, the resources. The third one that I just teed up just before we went on break was more, and this idea of progress and making more and being able to move in your career and do things. Again, all really important and good things. We want people to actually see progress and help others and do things. But when we make more, the old adage is, you know, the person with the most toy dies with the most toys wins. That's not true. You know, it's just, and yet we act in some ways like that is true. And that's where that half-truth starts to become the heresy. And what the biblical truth is that, you know, God's called us to be content and content with him, content with what we have, content with the provisions that he's had. And one of the interesting things is if you find people who have a healthy relationship with money, this is the one that actually they probably have worked on the best is that they don't stop trying to improve and get better, but they're contented with whatever.
Mm-hmm. And they can live with open hands then and be generous.
Right.
Whatever God puts in their hands, if he asks them to give it, they can do that.
They can. And when, in fact, in the book, we were talking about doing interviews with some of our members because we describe ourselves as an organization with members on a mission to be healthy with money and live generously. And that we are doing interviews and we are hearing people, well, you know, I don't really worry about this, right? And we thought it was some sort of people who really just didn't have a very good grasp on it. And what we realized is that they were completely content. If God called them to live on half or a third, or they would adjust their lifestyle and do it without any. And so it's this being able to hold both. You know, in Ecclesiastes it says wisdom is being able to hold on to both things at the same time. That's a little bit what we're talking about here. Is you have to be able to want more and not become attached to it and the attachment. And then the last one, which I actually think is so rampant, and how do you define success? And success to some degree in our culture, the half-truth is that success comes with having the big job or the big paycheck or the, you know, whatever it is success looks like. When you read the book, you'll see it, for me it was the neat car. And I can even give you a personal example of this. Is I think what ends up the biblical truth is it's all about living our calling. That success is when we're actually doing what God's created us to be able to do. That sometimes looks like worldly success and sometimes doesn't look like worldly success at all. And it actually takes the courage and the community and to some degree the contentment to be able to live into your calling.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.